This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Krista Melton. Several European Union countries began vaccinating Sunday against COVID-19. In Italy, a nurse, a university professor, and a doctor were the first people to receive the initial vaccine dose at a hospital in Rome. In Spain, the vaccinations began at Los Olmos Nursing Home in Guadalajara. In the Czech Republic, the prime minister was among the first people inoculated. Some countries began their vaccinations on Saturday. In Germany, a 101-year-old retirement home resident became the first person to receive the vaccination on Saturday. In Slovakia, the first inoculation went to an infectious disease specialist. The first shipments of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine were limited to 10,000 doses in most European Union countries. Each nation decided its own vaccination program. Also Sunday, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a video message that the pandemic caused by the coronavirus will not be the last pandemic. He said epidemics are a fact of life and urged people to learn from the experience of this one. Tedros said the world must address what he called the intimate links between the health of humans, animals, and the planet. Tedros spoke on the occasion of the first International Day of Epidemic Preparedness. He said every country needs to invest in what he called the supply of care, the ability to avoid, detect, and mitigate all kinds of emergencies. Several countries on Saturday confirmed cases of the British variant of the coronavirus, which was discovered recently in southwest England. The new strain is 50 to 74% more contagious than its predecessors, according to the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. This is VOA News. Bangladesh is set to move a second group of Rohingya refugees from overcrowded camps to the remote island of Basan Shar in the Bay of Bengal this month. Bangladeshi officials made the statement on Sunday despite calls by rights groups not to carry out further relocations. Around 1,000 Rohingya refugees, members of a Muslim minority who have fled Myanmar, will be moved to the island in the next few days. Bangladesh relocated more than 1,600 refugees early this month, according to two officials who spoke with the French news agency. Bangladesh says it's transferring only people who are willing to go, and the move will ease chronic overcrowding in camps that are home to more than 1 million refugees. But humanitarian workers and some refugees say some of those Rohingya have been coerced into going to the island. The United Nations has said it has not been allowed to carry out a technical and safety assessment of Basan Shar. Niger is voting today in an election that is expected to lead to the first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents in a country reeling from Islamist violence. Former Interior Minister Mohamed Bazoum, the ruling party's candidate, is the overwhelming favorite to succeed President Mahamadou Issoufou, who is stepping down after 2 5-year terms, leading the largely desert country of 23 million people. Bazoum has promised continuity with the Issoufou's policies while also vowing to clean up pervasive corruption. Niger faces twin security crises. It has suffered repeated attacks near its western borders with Mali and Burkina Faso from militants linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. And near its southeastern border with Nigeria, it faces attacks from Boko Haram. Hundreds of soldiers and civilians have been killed in the last year alone. The economic situation is also critical. More than 40% of the population lives in extreme poverty, and the COVID-19 pandemic has slowed growth to a crawl, compounding the effects of climate change and low prices for its top export, which is uranium. Police in Rockford, Illinois, say three people have been killed and another three injured after a shooter opened fire at a bowling alley Saturday. Police posted on Twitter a plea that locals avoid the area surrounding the Don Carter Lane's bowling alley. Police Chief Dan O'Shea said in a press conference three people are being treated for injuries at local hospitals and police have a person of interest in custody. Shootings are a frequent occurrence in the United States. Efforts to address the problem with federal legislation have been deadlocked for years. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.